Tomorrow, around the state, there'll be a lot of maroon. Maybe you pull out your jersey, your t-shirt, get it out of the back of the cupboard, get into the spirit of the state of origin. You know who really is showing their origin colours? Nemo, the clownfish. You thought they only came in orange and white stripes? Mm-mm. There's a maroon clownfish. Students at Townsville's Belgian Garden State School have successfully bred a school of maroon clownfish hatchlings. And with Origin on in Townsville tomorrow, the timing could not be better. Brett Murphy is the STEM teacher at Belgian Garden State School. He's the fish daddy. Hello, Brett.
Hello, how are you?
First of all, is this a joke?
No, all serious. Yep, no, it's pretty exciting.
What does a maroon clownfish look like?
It literally is ours. They're like that nice deep maroon colours. And then it actually has a bit of a gold stripe through where instead of like a white stripe, it's got a bit of a goldy colour actually.
Even better.
Yeah.
For the shimmer. Now,
that's it.
Is this just a variant of Nemo that exists? Have you somehow fed the fish in Townsville beetroot? How have you done this?
just one of the different species. I think there's like 28 different types, and at school we have 5 different species. So we've got your classic Nemo, your orange, we've got black and white ones, we've got other ones that are like a reddish colour, and then we've got our maroons as well.
Did you time this for the state of origin, this batch of maroon hatchlings?
No, ironically it just happened at the same time. This is our first batch, so we've been breeding clownfish for about 10 years, but this is the first time we've bought maroons, so we think it's a great sign that the maroons are going to have a good game here in Townsville.
Absolutely, you couldn't get a better omen than that. How many maroon fish babies were born?
We think about 150 to 200, so we've had a really good batch actually.
Oh my gosh. How big's the fish tank at Belgian Garden State School?
Oh, actually, we've got about 20 fish tanks, so we've got a lot of purpose-built set-up tanks. We've got about 10 pairs of clownfish, actually, at the moment.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So is this a kind of a specialist stream at your school?
Yeah, so we have a room called Reef BG, so it's open every day to kids visit in the morning, but then our grade 5 and 6 kids are rostered on to look after tanks.
Mm.
And then the clownfish breeding is like an extension STEM program for a group of grade 6 students, because we grow all the food, we do all the water changes, so it's quite an in-depth process. It's not easy.
What was the kids' reaction when you realised you had a batch of maroon clownfish?
I'm pretty excited. So the kids sort of knew it was our first time, and to have so many babies was really good. So normally we only end up with about 50, 60 babies, but to have this many was quite exciting, actually.
Someone's just throwing a bit of a spanner in the works, Brett, saying there's a blue clownfish.
A blue clownfish?
You ever heard of...
Okay. Well, there's lots of variations now. They call them designer clownfish. So we've actually got one at school that's nearly all white. And it's just got a tiny bit of orange around the edges, and you can get all black ones. And there's variations of the original Nemos and things like that. I'm not sure about a naturally occurring blue one. It could be.
Well, that'd be just a bad omen the other way, although I guarantee you there'll be the Belgian Garden State School equivalent in New South Wales hurriedly trying to get their hands on a bunch of blue clownfish. Have you named any of the maroon babies?
No. We don't tend to name them. There's too many at the moment.
Maybe I thought you might have given them, you know...
Maybe Felty and Val for our two Townsville boys.
Oh, okay, so are there two Townsvillians in the Origin team this year?
Yeah, so Kyle Fert and Valentine Holmes,
Oh, come on. Valentine is a great name for a fish.
Excellent.
And look, you could give JT a go. Just
True.
What is he? He's an assistant coach. He's sort of kind of still in the mix.
Definitely.
Get the one with the biggest smile, the name Jonathan Thurston.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, Brett, you are the unofficial mascot, I reckon, and omen for the Origin tomorrow night. Are you going to get to go to the game?
Yes, I am lucky enough. It was very hard to get a ticket, but we were very lucky. There's a lot of people missed out, but we were very lucky,
You'll be in there. All right. Yep. Fantastic. Well, can I give you a call on Thursday morning just to see how the game goes from your perspective?
Yeah, definitely.
Brilliant. Because you'll be up early and heading to school. You won't be on Magnetic Island like your mayor suggests a lot of people will be.
No, right? No, I'll be back at school bright and early.
All right, brilliant. Brett, you've unofficially become an ABC grandstand commentator.
Excellent.
In the process of being our fish father this morning. Thank you so much for the fabulous omen.
Okay, thank you.
See ya. Brett Murphy, STEM teacher at Belton Garden State School. They've just welcomed 150 maroon baby fish into the world.